Recording in progress.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this beautiful fall Sunday morning. God has given us one more day here in this world to live, to be a blessing here, and let us be thankful for that. Let us be thankful for the good health and strength that God has given us to get up this morning and to be here to worship together and also online. Our regular announcements are in the second page in the bulletin. They are all the regular announcements that we do. The food bank ministry continues. Please donate in cash or in kind. The books are available. Please buy that if you can. That proceeds go to the benefit of the mission work of this church. Our cooking class will be on November 16th at 10 a.m. at the fellowship class. We have a volunteer. And please join that for a time of learning, fun, lunch, and fellowship. That's at 10 o'clock on Saturday, November 16th. And our third Thursday luncheon is on Thursday, October 17th at 1 p.m. That's coming Thursday at the Golden Corral. Please join that also for a time of fellowship and lunch together. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of this church, in this community, by your presence, prayers, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us to do in this community faithfully with the opportunities that God has given us to do. We accept our donations on our website, so please go to piedmontumc.com. Use the various opportunities that you have available there to donate to the church various different ways. If you have any trouble, please call me or let me know. I got a text this morning from someone that they had some trouble paying it online. But so let me know if you have any trouble. Those are the announcements that I have. If anybody has any other announcements, anyone else? Wayne and Carol are traveling for a family reunion for this weekend. So please keep them in our prayers. So we have some new singers in our choir. So we'll be having a great choir today. Even though we don't have piano, we'll have multiple guitars. So we'll have a great song today. So look forward to Dean and Tori. Welcome back. And thanks for being here with us. And we always keep you in our prayers, Dean. Thank you for your services to the country.
Amen.
Those are the announcements. If we don't have any other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it if you are able. Please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 170, Oh How I Love Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as your children to come here and worship you together here and also online. We thank you for the gift of life and the good health and strength that you have given us to get up this morning to see a new day. Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world and lived among us as one of us, and suffered and died and rose again from the dead so that we can have eternity with you. We thank you for your protection and care, and indeed for the good gifts that we receive from you every morning. We thank you for your grace and redemption that you have shown to us even when we were sinners. Loving God, we thank you for the way that you have opened the eternal life and for every race and nation promised by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit today, that we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Help us, Lord, to honor your name and lift up your name, that your people will be blessed by the singing we do here, the prayers we make, meditation of the word, and everything that we do here, Lord. There will be a blessing to each and every one of us. Touch each and every one of us, Lord, according to our needs, and speak to us according to our needs of our lives. Bless us today with your presence. We pray for those who are traveling, those who are not able to be here with us today to worship, Lord. We pray that you bless them and keep them under your grace wherever they are. Bless us today with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Yesterday I said, hey, guess what? So you want to do a special learn a song? So he did, of course, and they did. And so this is our version of Mansion Over a Hilltop. We really enjoyed this song, so hopefully you all like it.
I'm satisfied with just a crumb below, a little silver.
Thank you, thank you. What a blessing it is. We'll do the responsive reading now, which is Psalm 41, which is on page 776. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading.
Blessed are those who consider the poor. The Lord delivers them in a day of trouble.
The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. They are called blessed in the land.
You do not give them up to the will of their enemies.
The Lord sustains them on their sickbed. In their illness you heal all their infirmities.
As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you.
My enemies say of me in malice, where would I die, and his name perish.
Those who come to see me, utter uttering empty words, while their hearts gather mischief, when they go out and tell abroad.
All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me.
They saw a deadly thing as fastened upon him, he will not rise again from where it lies.
Even my bosom friend, in whom I trust, who ate my bread, has lifted a heel against me.
But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them.
By this I know that you have peace with me, in that my enemy has not triumphed over me.
But you have upheld me because of my integrity, and set me in your presence forever.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Amen.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. As we come before God with our prayers of praises and prayers of concerns, let us turn with me to the prayer request at the back of the bulletin. Those are the boxes listed there for our regular prayer request. God has promised that He will answer our prayers according to His will. So let us trust in His promise and bring up our prayer request at this time. Pray for any blessings that anybody want to share this month, this week. Special blessings. Please pray for these people that and items that are listed in the prayer request there. Continue to pray for Jean McBride. She's back home now and getting better. Please keep her in our prayers. And Barbara Casey, Harry Basur, Carol Clements, Claudia Sinclair, Jerry Raines, Lou Hughes, and Grace Hayes, who is Miss Lou's friend. She's in the hospital now with a cancer diagnosis. Please also keep her in our prayers. So please continue to pray for these people in your regular prayers. And also our service workers, military, fire, police, let us be thankful for their services and also pray for them and for their safety. And pray for our nation and the leaders of our country, president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and the governors, and many others who make decisions on a daily basis, that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, especially during this election year, that God will raise up the right leaders in the right positions so that God's will be done and the people be blessed in this country. So, and also pray for a peaceful election in this year. Pray for the world leaders, especially during this time of war and other problems happening around the world. They'll pray that God will give them the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions that will also bring peace to this world. Pray for our church and all the churches in this community, the pastors, the leaders of the church, and the church at large around the world, and the missionaries and many workers in many parts of the world working for the kingdom of God. Let us keep them in our prayers, and God will bless them in their ministry, that people will be brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ by their work. So let us continue to pray for our church, the future of our church, and to be faithful in our ministry, to be a blessing in this community to the people who are around us. Those are the prayer requests that I have. Anybody have any special prayer request to add? Anyone? As I told you before, please keep Wayne and Carol in our prayers as they are traveling for travel mercies. If nobody has any special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I will close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and everyone who seeks will find." Merciful and loving God, we come before you as your children. We thank you for the gift of life, family and friends and church and fellowship, and all the things that we enjoy in our lives, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning and to be here to worship together. We thank you for a beautiful morning that you have given us to be alive in this world, to be a blessing here. Above all, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, for the eternal life that you have promised us through him, so that we can have eternity with you. We come before you with our burdens and our concerns also, our God. We are broken in many different ways. Many of us are broken in our bodies and need healing in our bodies. We especially pray for those that we have lifted up here. Continue to pray for Jean McPrayer. Thank you for the progress in her recovery. Continue to be with her and bless her with your grace and mercy. And strengthen her legs and her feet, that she can get up and walk again and come back to church. We pray for Barbara Casey, Harry Basil, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou Hughes, Grace Hayes, and many others who are struggling with many other health issues. We pray for your special healing hand to touch them, Lord. We pray above all for peace in their lives and their dear ones' life. We especially pray for the caregivers who are caring for them, that they will have the patience and the care and the compassion that is needed for during this time. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, delivery people, trash workers, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We thank you for their services. We also pray for them and pray for their families and their safety. Bless them, Lord, with your grace and mercies every day. We pray for our nation, leaders of the country, president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many others who make decisions, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit, do the right decisions and make the right choices, Lord. We pray for our election during this year, election year, that you will raise up the right leaders, right people for the right places. We pray for your grace upon all those who are working towards this election, that it will be a peaceful election and a peaceful continuation of a power change. Whatever your will be done, that it will be a blessing to this country and blessing to our people. We pray for the world leaders. We pray for your grace upon them, especially your power of the Holy Spirit to guide them to make the right decisions, so that it will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as a church to serve this community here. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful in all the things that we do here, Lord, to be a blessing to the people who are needy around us. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Speak to us through your word and empower us with your word and your Holy Spirit, so that when we go out of this place, that we can be more powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us, Lord. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, each and everyone. Thank you for each every one of us who are here today worshiping together. Bless us, Lord, with your peace and power as we attend our service. And may your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for all the gifts that you give us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything from your open hand. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness to the love that we have for you. May we find joy as we give our prayers, presents, gifts, and service and witness to support the ministry of this church and the mission of the church at large. We thank you for all of those who were able to give joyfully today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 5. Verses 9 through 14.
So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great thing, would you have not done it? How much more then, when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of your word. Thank you for the gift that you have given us as your word, the living word that will become life and spirit in us, Lord. As come before your word, help us, Lord, to be open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Talk to us and talk to me and through me, that this will be a blessing to each and every one of us that receives the word today. Help us, Lord, to understand that Jesus Christ is the living word. As we accept him, we accept the word in our hearts and in our minds. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As a continuation of the story that we have started last week, a story that happened in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings, it is listed about the prophet Elisha. It happened around 600 BC, about 600 years before Christ. It's a simple story that is listed there, but has a lot of meaning and power in it. The last week we talked about the story about this little girl who was taken captive by the king of Syria when they attacked the nation of Israel, the northern Israel at the time, and then there's two divisions of Israel at that time, which was northern and southern. And the northern Israel was defeated by the king of Syria, what is called Aram in the Bible, which is Syria. And they took a lot of people as captives, and one of the captives was a little girl who was taken to Syria, Aram, and she was a housemaid in the captain of the military, his house there. And she was a faithful young girl. She was faithful to her faith. She was faithful to the job that she was given to do. And she was respected and loved by her the master, Naaman. And that is the background of the story. And we talked about how she was so loved by them, and she was so believable, credible, that she came with a healing solution for her master Naaman, who had leprosy. So that's what we did, and then she suggested that there is a prophet in Israel that you can go and he might be able to heal you. And she was very humble, and also she was very courageous to tell in a position, a housemaid telling the military captain to go find a doctor in another country. That is bold and courageous. And she was, even though she was a young girl, she stood for her faith, and she knew that there's a living God who can heal our diseases, and she stood on her faith. And he went. And that is what the story that we talked about, that little girl. She actually, even though the whole story has a lot of big people in it, like Naaman and the captain and the king and the prophet, I believe still the hero of the story is that little girl who stood on her faith and changed the life of a great person, a man who did not know the living God, but she was able to testify to the power of the living God, that he accepted that there is a living God who answers our prayers and who can heal our sicknesses. So that was the first story. And here, listening to this girl's word, Naaman, the captain of the military, even though he was a big powerful man, he had leprosy. So he needed healing. Tells us that even though we might think ourselves to be big people or great people with a lot of money or a lot of fame and wealth or a lot of influence and power and family, everything is great, but at the same time we are all affected by one way or other some kind of ailments. Nobody is immune from that, because we are all basically underlying ailment that we have, the sickness that we have, is a sickness of sin. Sin pervades us all around, regardless of who you are, what family you are born, regardless of what position you hold. Sin is a common factor that is a disease that affects each and every one of us who is born in this world.
Amen.
We all need a solution to that problem. And what is the solution? As the little girl told you, there's a living God who can forgive your sin and set you free from the bondage of sin and guilt from your life. If you are obedient and humble before God and repent of your sin and give your life to God, he is merciful and kind enough to forgive all of our sins. And we need cleansing and sin. So this Naaman, listening to this word's recommendation to go to Israel to find this prophet, might be able to heal him. So he listened to her, and he took a lot of people with him. and a lot of gifts like gold and silver and spices and all those things to give to this prophet and to please him. And that's what we read. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. So before this, the king of Aram sent a letter also with him saying to the king of Israel that I am sending my captain for some healing from your country, that I heard that there is somebody who can heal him from his leprosy. Leprosy is Hansen's disease, if you don't know. It's a skin condition. There used to be no cure for it in the past, but now we have very good treatment for it. So he needed some real help, and the king gave him a letter also. He took that letter to the king of Syria, even though that kingdom was still under attack by Syria. There was a king there, and he took that letter to the king there, and the king was afraid to death. Because, you know, we read that just before the verses before it, when the king read that letter, and he thought that the king of Syria wants to start another fight again. Because who am I to give healing to someone? Am I God? How did he know that I can heal? That's very interesting, because the king of Israel, supposed to be the king of the people who believe in a living God,
Amen.
Does not believe that God can heal. But the king of Aram, the Syria, who does not believe in the living God, they think that there is a living God who can heal them. So that's interesting to see that how sometimes we get in the situation like that. We think that we are believers. We know that God can heal us. But when it becomes a real problem in our lives, we sometimes don't have the faith. But others have the faith. There's a lot of people come to our church looking for certain things. It is not just the material things that they are looking for. They're looking for more than that. Sometimes they ask for money, or sometimes they ask for some food. But more than that, there is a basic need that we need to meet. We need to take them to the living water, the living bread,
Amen.
That can nourish them, not only physically, but also spiritually. Because there's a spiritual need that everybody has in their life. That is what we are here for. So we have to be as bold as the little girl and not as afraid as the king of Israel. To be bold enough to share our faith and share our experience of our life in Christ, Jesus Christ. So when he went there, the king was afraid, but Elisha the prophet heard that the king got upset, and he went to the king and said, don't worry, and I can heal this person. I can pray to God and God will heal this person. So he told Naaman and his people to come to him, and that's the background where we are now. So Naaman and the chariots and all these people came to Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him and said, go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed. But Naaman was angry. Don't you think he should be happy? He is angry and said, I thought he would come to me and stand here and make a prayer and make a probably, you know, do some kind of a miracle in front of everybody and make it a big show and wave a banner over me or something and heal me. That's what he thought. Mm-hmm. And then another thing that he said, that I thought he would come and call on the name of his God and wave his hand over me and cure of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Why did I have to come all the way here if he's asking me to go and wash in Jordan River? Is that the healing? Sometimes we are like that.
Amen. Amen.
We want answers to our prayers on our conditions, mm-hmm. not on God's conditions. God has a set of conditions that He is willing to answer our prayers. And He has promised that He will answer our prayers. But many times we do not receive it because we want it on our terms.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what the problem with us many times. Most of the time it is because of, you know why it is because of that? To me, I think it is because of the pride and the ego. To Naaman, it was pretty much ego and the pride. And the pride is probably the biggest barrier to our blessings. God, I know you can heal me. I know you can give me these things that I need and I'm praying for.
Amen.
But I need it now and I need it at this way. But God has a different plan for you.
Amen.
But I want it this way. That is mostly because we are very pride. We have a lot of pride in us. Well, pride and ego, these are things that are needed. I mean, that is part of our nature. We need pride and ego as we live our life in this world, because we have to be proud of our life. We have to be proud of our work. We have to be proud of our families. We have to be proud of everything that we do. That is part of our nature. And ego is also something that we need in comparison with others. You know, pride is about what you feel about yourself, but the ego is what you feel about yourself in comparison to others. So these are two things. These are pretty much needed. Say, if you have 20 people working together and you need a promotion, you're comparing and competing with others. These are needed. But these are needed in moderation with humility. If you don't have humility and you only have ego, then it's going to become a barrier to your blessing or your promotion. Isn't it?
Amen.
So it has to be combined with humility to have a blessing in our life. That's what happened to Naaman. Naaman said, well, I'm the captain of the great military of Syria, and you guys have been defeated already, and you are telling me to come before you. And then I come before you. You are telling me to go wash in the Jordan 7 times. Why not 1 time? Why can't you, God, do it 1 time? Sometimes we don't really do that.
Yes.
Can you do it this way, Lord? Can you send this guy to me? But many times we forget that God has a plan for us already. All that our prayer needs to be is to pray for healing according to His time and His will. It's very hard sometimes to let the ego go off. How many times when you go to the doctor, I was thinking that when you call the doctor's office for an appointment, somebody picks up the phone if you're lucky. Because in 90% of the time, in my experience, they don't answer the phone. It goes to your voicemail, we'll call you back. Nobody calls you back. Anyway, if you're lucky, you get somebody on the phone. Then they will say, oh, you're calling for an appointment, and then give you all the history of everything for 10 minutes. They will ask you your name, your father's name, your mother's name, your grandfather's name, and all the diseases that you ever had in your family, and your insurance card information, your driver's license, all those things that they take you on the phone. Then you get what? Either a text message or an email with a link to go and fill out all the same information all over again.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know if you have felt that. I did that. And then it takes about 20 minutes to do all of that. Sometimes it blows up on you and you have to start over again. I mean, these are all left, right? And you have to upload your driver's license and insurance information again. The lady already took all of this from you on the phone. And then you upload it. Finally, you got the appointment set. And then you show up at that appointment. They will ask you the same thing again. Give me your driver's license, your insurance card, so that they can make... I don't know why they do this. But we all accept it, right? Nobody complains. Because it's their terms. If you want to see this doctor, you have to do this.
Yeah.
And we don't question it. But when we go to God, we want everything in our terms. If you go to your doctor and say, hey, I'm not going to do any of these things, this is the way I am going to do it, they said, okay, bye-bye, you can go to another doctor. But when it comes to prayer and going to God with our requests, we like to have God work in our ways. We need to go to God in prayer with humility. And Naaman learned this lesson. So Naaman was upset and full of ego and pride that he refused in the beginning. Then there was this, his servant stepped in, and that's what they lead there. And his servant stepped in and said, dear father or your master, If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? That's all he told you. Very simple thing. Sometimes, very simple things, we don't recognize the value for them.
Right.
I heard about this, some kind of a bread. You know, the Hawaiian bread? And they took the regular bread and started labeling with their company name. And it's the same price, so people did not really buy it because it's the same, you know, a bread is bread. But one of their marketing people told them to put Hawaiian on it and double the price. And guess what? People started buying it with double the price, the same bread. That's what marketing is, right? So we think that by spending more, we get more back. That's what our nature, and that's what all the companies take advantage of. You know, it's the same thing, the milk or the gas you get from the gas station, these are all the same place that come from. They put labels on it and charge you differently. And we go with that commercial. So that is what we think. So Naaman thought that if he could only give some valuable stuff or present him with a lot of gifts. But God is not like that. God does not need any of our gifts. God is not pleased with any of our wealth or any of our things that we give to God, because he has all the riches in heaven in his possession. He doesn't need anything. All he needs from you is your humble heart and a repentant heart, that you give yourself to God and say, God, here I am. I am a sinner. I need this. I need my healing in my body. I'm sick. I'm giving myself to you in your hands. Do and heal me according to your time and your will. Whatever it is, God, I will take it. Because God has a plan for us, and we need to go by the plans that God has given for us. Pride makes us expect blessings on our terms and not on God's terms. And in the Bible it says that pride goes before a fall.
Amen.
Anybody know where it is? It's in Proverbs.
Amen.
It says pride goes before a fall. Many times our fall is because of the pride that we had, knowingly or unknowingly. And I read a story, I don't know, you probably studied this story in elementary school somewhere, that in a pond there were two ducks and a frog who lived together. And they were very good friends, lived there for a long time, and they played together and all day, and especially during summer, they spent a lot of time, enjoyed each other. But as the cold season drew near and the water started drying up, the ducks wanted to leave. And they told the frog that we have to leave here because the water is drying out and we have to go find another place. But they were so close friends that they would not want to leave the frog there. They want to take him with them. So what's the plan? So they thought about it and they started talking about among themselves, and they came up with a plan. So it was decided that the two ducks would pick up a stick with their beak, and then the frog would hang onto the stick with his mouth. So the ducks will carry the frog with them on the stick on their beak and fly to another place where it is warmer and with water. So they planned on this, and they took the frog and the stick and they started flying. And the frog was hanging on the stick at his mouth. And on their way, a farmer saw that something going up like this and said, man, that's a great and clever idea. I wonder who would thought of that. And the proud frog proudly said, I did it. You know what happened. That's what happens. That's why the Bible says pride goes before a fall. You fall to death when you have pride in your heart. You have to be humble before God to receive blessing. Because God gave us his son as a free gift to die for us, the gift of salvation is probably ignored by many in this world because it's free. But it's so much costly and valuable to God that he gave his own life for us. As long as people don't recognize it, they don't know the value of it. That is what the gift of salvation is free. A lot of people just ignore it and refuse to accept it. So God has a valuable gift for us through his son Jesus Christ. And pride makes us resist humility. Naaman's anger was not just about the method of healing. It was about the Jordan River itself. I don't know if you have seen the pictures of Jordan River. We were fortunate to be able to visit Israel a couple of years ago. We were able to see the Jordan River. And actually, we went inside the river and had a dip in there. A lot of people go there and get baptized. But it's one of the dirtiest waters in the country. I don't know who wants to get baptized in that water. Because it's not a big river. It's pretty much a creek. And in some in some places, they have some reservoirs or dams that they built. And in some places, it's like green water. And I didn't want to get in there. So that's the kind of water. So the Jordan River is not a big river, even though it's a well-known river in the Bible. It's not that big. In some places, it's clear water. In many places, not very good water. So when Naaman, who came from Syria, that had big rivers, he was talking about the rivers of what? Abana and Pharpar. These are like Nile River with a lot of water, wide and big. Why did this guy tell me to go wash in a creek when I came from a country that we have big, big rivers? He would have asked me to go there and get washed. Why would I want to get this dirty water on my body? And not only one time, seven times. So that was his problem. Many times we get bogged down like that. That we think ourselves to be from a big family or on a great family, or we have this position or we have this power. And we feel ourselves to be so much of pride that we resist humility. And that's a barrier to our blessing. Humility has to be first before we can repent. Because God loves the repentant sinner, not the proud sinner. I don't know if several years ago they interviewed one of the presidential candidates and they asked him, and I don't name any names, and they asked him, do you do any mistakes? And he said, I do sometimes. Do you make any sins? Sometimes I sin. Do you ever repent? He said, I don't have to repent because I know how to correct myself. I don't want to God correct myself. So I was laughing when I heard that. But we are all human beings. We are all under this bondage of sin. We all have weaknesses. We are all sinners. According to the scripture, it says we are all sinners. Yeah. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever repent of his sins, that will have eternal life, who comes to him. So whoever believes in them. And pride prevents us from trusting God's process. And I have already mentioned that. God has a process for us. If you are a believer, we have to believe that God has a plan for you. A plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Read that in Jeremiah chapter 29, the well-known verse 11. It says that God has a plan for you, not to harm you, but to give you a blessing and make your future a blessing. So, as we come before God with our prayers, not just like Naaman, who learned it the hard way, and he actually went and dipped himself in seven times in Jordan River, and he was cleansed, and he was healed. And he was a happy man after that. God has his own instructions that God has given us through his word. We ought to read out the Bible every day. That is the instructions for God. And that is how we get receive our blessings in our life. Humility unlocks God's blessings. The key to Naaman's healing was not the Jordan River, but it was his willingness to humble himself and trust God's promises and God's method of healing. God's blessings are often waiting for us on the other side of humility. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus said, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Naaman's healing was a direct result of the willingness to humble himself. So as we read this passage, let us examine ourselves. Is our pride and our ego becoming a barrier to our blessing and our healing in our lives? Pride is a powerful barrier to the blessing God wants to pour into our lives. It makes us demand things on our terms and resist humility and question God's plan for us. So let us not be like that Naaman, but be humble, just like that little girl. Acknowledge God's power and surrender our lives before God, acknowledging our sin and need for healing and deliverance from our situations. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be his witnesses of his power of healing, the power of love, and the compassion and the care wherever God places us in the days to come. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 354. I Surrender All, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. If you are able, please stand. 354. People of God, this story that we just heard is a reminder sometimes The only thing standing between us and God's blessing is our pride. Let us be like Naaman at the end, who humbled himself and surrendered himself before the living God and acknowledged the power of healing in God in his life. And he got healing. As we go from this place, let us be humbled before God and others, that God can bless us with a lot of blessings. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore.